This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight, Kelly Clarkson opens up about her divorce.
It's horrible.
After a nasty custody fight, why her ex is asking her for nearly $500,000 a month. Then,
what's up, Riri?
What's up, Riri?
Details on Rihanna's new romance with a rapper and Kathy Lee Gifford dating again.
It wasn't gonna ever be forever, but it was fun.
Plus, we're with Mariah Carey.
And it's festive.
What you never knew about her famous Christmas hit.
I prefer to be nice, but you know, you never know what happens.
And Joe Manganiello gets wild with a blue mohawk and his dog Bubbles.
ET starts right now.
Listen, I know that Kelly Clarkson is doing well, but when her soon-to-be ex-husband thinks it's reasonable to request nearly $500,000 a month from her, well, it's kind of mind-blowing. Still, it wasn't about the money when Kelly addressed her divorce on her talk show today. This is my heartbeat
song and I'm gonna play it. It's horrible. There are so many hard parts. The hardest for me is the kids. That's the hardest for me. I think as women especially, we're trained to take it all on and you can deal with it and you're fine, but it's your babies that you worry about.
Trust issues, a custody battle. And now ET has confirmed that Brandon Blackstock wants Kelly to pay him $436,000 a month. $301,000 of that would be for spousal support. The remaining $135,000 would be for kids, Remy and River. Brandon also wants $2 million for attorney's fees.
Kelly Clarkson!
Kelly seemed unfazed by all the divorce drama that's playing out in the headlines as The Voice began live shows last night and Gwen's engagement ring made its TV debut.
Gwen stole from her fiancé. It's official now. We're live.
After the show, Gwen, Blake, Kelly, and John did a socially distant drive-through red carpet complete with vintage cars.
I guess of the four coaches, I'm most worried about Gwen getting behind the wheel. Having said that, I almost a few seconds ago slammed this truck into the front end of the pink Cadillac that she's driving.
Feels incredible to be back here for the lives.
I'm excited about the lives this year. We're really lucky we get to have live music.
America's gonna have a tough decision.
Just minutes earlier, this stunning twist on the live show.
As a side note, Team Kelly's Ryan Gallagher had to exit the competition.
What happened? ET has learned that the classically trained vocalist broke The Voice's strict COVID protocols and wasn't allowed to continue on the show.
You know, speaking of the pandemic, did you know that Rihanna's foundation has donated $5 million to assist with coronavirus relief efforts? She is doing good work. And apparently, she has a new boo. Her media BFF, Rachel Smith, joins us from Nashville with the details.
You know, Kev, I've been keeping an eye on Riri because it sure seemed like something was going on with A$AP Rocky, and now we've confirmed it. You don't want to love it. According to our ET source, Rihanna and A$AP have taken things out of the friend zone and they are dating. You can see their smoking hot chemistry in their Fashion Killa video. And our source says they, quote, always had amazing chemistry, and Rihanna relates to A$AP. It feels natural, easy, and fun. They've known each other for such a long time.
So our babies will be flyer than their parents.
E.T. has learned the couple had a date night with friends this past Saturday inside Manhattan's Beatrice Inn restaurant. An eyewitness tells E.T. they had a private VIP room where they enjoyed dinner. So did the pandemic bring them closer? In January, Rihanna broke up with her billionaire boyfriend of 3 years, Hasan Jameel. Then in July, Riri featured A$AP in her Fenty skin campaign. Check out her reaction when I brought him up during our interview.
I noticed that A$AP Rocky was making a debut in your campaign and looking very fine in the process.
Well, he's, to me, in the industry, he's one of the guys that, like, everybody loves his skin. I mean, I've always wanted to know, like, how the heck do you have better skin than, like, half these girls? I mean, like, what do you do?
What's up, Riri?
What's up, Riri?
And there was some next-level flirting going on when they interviewed each other for GQ and Vogue.
What is your skin type?
Handsome.
So is that like an oily handsome, handsome, a combination handsome?
It's a handsome, handsome, man.
Thank you for identifying my beauty as a man, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, like for real, for real.
Now to another singer we love, Mariah Carey and her Christmas confessions.
I'm kind of obsessed with it. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I'm festive. I can't help it.
Mimi is Elle's new digital cover girl, acing their song association challenge. They give you a word, you use it in a song lyric.
Joy. The first thing that comes to my head is joy to the world. Naughty. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Snow. I won't even wish for snow.
Mariah reveals her hit, which has raked in $60 million and counting, was the first Christmas song she ever wrote. Her holiday obsession stems from a rough childhood where, quote, dysfunctional family members came around and foiled everything. After I kind of emerged from my first relationship / marriage, I created the Christmases that I wanted to have. Mimi's been prepping her upcoming Magical Christmas special since February. 9-year-old twins Rock and Roe are set to perform.
We've really been through a lot this year. I'm going to be so excited to celebrate, and it's festive.
Next is Kylie Jenner's baby daddy, rapper Travis Scott, the $100 million man. Baby mama cover Forbes. That's how much the new Forbes cover guy will reportedly pull in this year just from deals with big corporations. Forbes calls the 28-year-old corporate America's brand whisperer.
Boxes of checks, not my Nikes.
He's trying to create to the max. That's all I want to do is create to the max.
Travis, who shares 2-year-old daughter Stormy with near-billionaire brand guru Kylie, says he's happy with his biggest role, dad.
I talk to my daughter a lot, and I'm a super dad.
And finally, Stephen Colbert's scary medical condition.
Hey, everybody, welcome.
In Vanity Fair's new holiday issue, the Late Show host reveals that back in October, he developed benign positional vertigo. Quote, it's almost entertaining until I forget. I go to stand up, and then I just fall down. The 56-year-old credits wife of 27 years, Evie, for encouraging him to do his vertigo exercises, while she assists behind the scenes on his show from their home studio in New Jersey.
You've been a rock these last couple of weeks.
Hang in there, Steven. We are rooting for you. All right, from late night to daytime hosting news. The Talk announced Amanda Kloots, wife of late Broadway star Nick Cordero, and best-selling author Elaine Welteroth will join Sharon Osbourne, Cheryl Underwood, and Carrie Ananaba as hosts. Their official start date is January 4th. Moving on to our Kathy Lee Gifford exclusive. We know her to exude positivity and light. But in her new book, It's Never Too Late, Kathy talks about the darker moments in her life and when she thought her marriage to Frank Gifford hit rock bottom.
You open up about Frank's infidelity and how
all these years later, it is still difficult for you to talk about. Why did you want to revisit that aspect of your life?
Well, I didn't want to, although it's not a bed of roses. I mean, we struggled after that for a long time. He knew that I would never again be exactly the same as I was before I, you know, knew the truth of what he'd done. But we stayed together. We saved our marriage. We saved, by God's grace, our children. I knew my children would be very, very different people if we had broken up at that time. But, you know, all these years later, I hear from people all the time who say, I'm still married because of what you went through.
Kathy Lee credits her faith with helping her heal. Now she's living her best life in Nashville. She's open to dating, and it's her 30-year-old son, Cody, who has to give the okay.
You know, he promised his father that he would take care of me after Frank was gone. And he takes it way too seriously. God bless the man that Cody Googles, that Cody has searched or followed.
He's like, you got to get through me first, mister.
Oh my gosh, the poor guy.
The 67-year-old writes that it's never too late for the next act of your life, and it's hard finding love when you live in the spotlight. TheDailyMail.com captured this video of her on a dancing date in July of 2019, but she says the romance only lasted 5 weeks.
You go on your first date in 33 years, young lady.
I know. And it was fun. I knew it was not going to be a forever thing. I loved to dance. I hadn't danced. It was exhilarating. And we remained, you know, friends. We had two different, completely different lifestyles. And so it wasn't going to ever be forever. But it was fun.
Kath, there is nothing wrong with a little fun. All right, so we all know that Kathy Lee can sing. But how about this little holiday treat? So can Kerry Washington.
Joy to the world.
Kerry's surprising sing-along, and only we're with her husband, Namdi Asomugha, on the beach set of his new film with Tessa Thompson.
It's just a true romantic story.
Plus, only we're behind the scenes of Noah Wiley's new show, but would he consider an ER reboot?
This show has had some incredibly dedicated fans.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns.
I mean, who knew that Kerry Washington could sing like that? Kerry getting us into the Christmas spirit as part of the Disney Holiday Sing-Along. Let's see, she's an actor, director, producer. I mean, what can't she do? But you know what? Don't sleep on her husband either. Namdi Asomugha, the former football player, is getting all romantic with Tessa Thompson in their new movie. But don't mess with Tess either. You really, you tend to slay and kill and fight a lot. And now you're playing this.
You know, I see Sylvia as a badass in her own right. You know, she's a working mother, which is a terribly hard thing to be. She's a woman that's defying convention. I see her just as badass as any woman in a cape or throwing punches, if not more.
May I have the pleasure of this dance, Miss Johnson?
Tess is going from Marvel's Valkyrie to a complicated romance with Namdi in their new Amazon film, Sylvie's Love. It's Namdi's first leading role. He's an aspiring sax player who meets an already engaged Tessa at a record store.
You're really playing the saxophone in this.
Really playing the saxophone in this, yeah.
You learned for this.
I learned for this, yeah. I've never played. I mean, I played when I was six. I played the clarinet for like 3 months.
Sometimes we'll be in the hair and makeup trailer and we hear him outside practicing.
You guys don't tell me that.
Oh, we can hear you.
So what's the verdict? Am I any good?
We were on set as the two shot their love story on the beach in L.A. last year. One perk of the job, Tessa and Namdi are their own boss.
Oh, I shouldn't.
Come on.
Okay, has there been anything as being the producers that you were like, whoa, this is a lot harder than we thought? Is there anything that you were like, well, nobody
told me? I would say in moments that you're late. Yeah, sure, because you are mad at yourself.
Right. You haven't, though.
I haven't. I've been good on this, but I think those are the
that's
moments
me every day,
when you might like to slack off. Yeah, but you don't take as long in the makeup chair as me, so that's okay.
Listen, they did a great job. The movie is beautiful, the clothes, the nostalgia, and the positive representations are fantastic. Meanwhile, the jury is still out on this star's new look.
I just dyed my mohawk blue.
what Sofia Vergara thinks of hubby Joe Manganiello's new do, and the sweet way they just celebrated 5 years of marriage.
That is so romantic. I love it.
Then we take Noah Wiley back to the ER set, why he never thought George Clooney would be a father.
No, I have to be honest.
Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello just celebrated their fifth wedding anniversary, and Joe posted this sweet video of their first dance as husband and wife to the Sinatra classic, The Way You Look Tonight.
And the way you look tonight.
By the way, Joe's look is a little different these days. Rachel's back from Nashville. Joe has a new do for 2020.
Yeah, it is kind of hard to miss, Kev. So I asked Joe about his main makeover and if his wife, Sofia, approves.
What does Sofia make of this blue mohawk that you're sporting?
I mean, you know, she married an actor, so she had to think the weirdness would come out at some point.
I gotta just say congratulations to you and Sofia. That is awesome.
Thanks. 5 years married.
Do you enjoy yourselves on your anniversary?
Yeah. You know, I courted my wife in New Orleans, so I hired the beignet truck. I had them show up, and my wife planned a picnic, so we had a nice time.
That is so romantic. I love it.
How many relationships you been in?
Now, 2020, it's now been 10 years since you rose to fame with True Blood. What do you remember most?
Man, those below 20 degree nights at 4 a.m. up in Malibu, standing naked in the middle of a field that's frosting over, pretending that I'm warm and having a good time. Those are the thoughts that keep me up at night.
Joe's rocking that mohawk, likely for his return to Zack Snyder's Justice League, but he told us he'll be shaving it off today.
When you know that you have to prepare for a role, how high gear do you kick it in? Like, what is your dedication to working out, eating?
Well, it all depends on the character. You know, True Blood, I'm playing a supernatural character. So that's how you train. You know, when you're doing Magic Mike, if you go to one of those clubs and you see those guys, they're shredded. They're huge, shredded. So, you know, it was about matching that.
You still got them superpowers?
Joe's got a very different, sort of gritty look in Arch Enemy in theaters and on demand December 11th. He stars as a homeless alcoholic who believes he used to have superpowers.
It's not a superhero movie, but it's also not a superhero movie. I read the script and thought, this is one of the craziest things I've ever read, and I have to do this.
Not only did you star in it, though, you also produced it alongside your brother, Nick.
I love my brother. We share the same brain in a lot of ways. We have the same taste, so it's great having a second opinion that I can trust.
It has got to be nice to have that kind of support on set. Well, there is also brotherly love between George Clooney and Noah Wiley. Their friendship goes back to their ER days. Although Noah may not be playing a TV doctor anymore, he is still making the rounds in Hollywood.
I've been one of those people that have been fortunate enough to be working for the last 25 years, so I'm not used to taking any time off, and I'm certainly not used to sleeping in the same bed for more than a week or two at a time. My wife is homeschooling our five-year-old. She's become a kindergarten teacher so that she could be with me here in New Orleans while I'm working, and that's been working out pretty well as long as I keep a steady flow of tequila going my way.
Hey, I hear you, man.
Noah's busy shooting Leverage. It's a reboot of the 2008 crime drama that ran for five seasons. Four original cast members return. Noah stars as a new character. He's also directing two of the season's episodes. Leverage is the first original series for the new streaming platform, IMDb TV, launching next year.
I think there's been a real thirst for a show that has a Robin Hood sensibility about it. It's about a team of pickpockets and grifters and con men and hackers who come together to basically give justice to the little guy who's been squashed by the big guy, which feels all too relevant these days.
It's been 26 years since we first met Noah on the set of ER as Dr. John Carter.
I did this one speech the other day that went, I'm talking to Eric and I say, 65-year-old male with severe peripheral vascular disease manifested by claudication of the left calf. He's 10 days post-op from Mercy General.
And when he began to experience the gradual onset of lower left quadrant pain
without palliative or provoking factors. Boom. Two takes.
I had no idea what it was going to mean or do. You know, it was a TV pilot. And It's only in retrospect that I realize what a life-changing moment that was. But everything changed from that moment.
You stick this bad boy in about a quarter of an inch, and then you spin it around about 10 times.
10 times.
What made the show successful is that we didn't try to replicate the success. And I think a lot of us are sort of afraid to touch it because we felt like we went off on a really good note. Yeah. That all we could do is disappoint in some ways.
Noah appeared in 254 episodes, more than any other cast member. George Clooney left after 109 episodes.
Did you ever think that George would find himself into fatherhood and being this great dad someday?
No, I have to be honest and say that, only because he was so vocal about not wanting that for himself that I just took him at his word. And I think he just hadn't met the right woman yet. I couldn't be happier for his second success on the personal front. He deserves it. He really does.
We couldn't agree more, Noah. And by the way, we'll be catching up with George talking about his new movie and, of course, Amal and the kids. We'll have that for you tomorrow. But coming up next, the stars of Broadway are spreading some much-needed holiday cheer with an E.T. twist.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
You know, Broadway has been hit especially hard this year. The Great White Way has been completely shut down. But still, the performers are thinking of others on this National Day of Giving.
'Cause in the whole North Pole, we're putting in our heart and soul.
Stars from Aladdin, Sesame Street, Hamilton, and Avenue Q have put together an all-new holiday streaming musical called The Nice List. It just launched today on the Nice List Musical YouTube channel. And as a special treat, the cast performed our favorite song here at ET. Enjoy and good night.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.